This past year was the first time that the state used the Performance Evaluation for Alaska Schools, or PEAKS test, for its statewide assessment test. It replaced the AMP test that was tried a few years prior, but had several technical problems. When you look at the results from PEAKS, both statewide and in Petersburg, they don't look that great. Here's Petersburg Superintendent Erica Klutpainter.
We were a little shocked, if you want to say that, if you're looking at drilling down a little bit on the math. Good grief.
The results show that in Petersburg, just 40% of students were proficient in math, and 55% of students were proficient in English language arts. Petersburg's test results were generally better than the state's, where about 68% of students were not proficient in math, and about 62% of students in the state were not proficient in language arts. Petersburg administrators have looked closer at some of the students' performances and found questionable results. Klutpainter told the local school board that some students who scored high on math in the national PSAT test scored barely above proficient in PEAKS.
So we have to be reasonable about it, I guess, is what I would say. So you can't have a kid be advanced on a PSAT or another nationally normed assessment and then show barely proficient on another one. So that doesn't jive. That doesn't make sense.
Klutpainter says the district has shared these thoughts with the test makers who are looking for feedback. The test was created by a mix of people from the test vendor, the State Department of Education, and Alaska teachers. So what's the takeaway from the PEAKS test results? Klutpainter says to keep it in perspective, it's the first year of the test, a baseline year, or what they call an indicator. The schools had about 4 months to prepare, and they didn't have any practice tests. But at the same time, it's important to test students every year, she says. It gives the district and its teachers direction.
Of course, we can always do better. We should always be striving to look at what we can do to improve instruction, always. So that's what we all take from it.
She says PEAKS is just one piece of a student's profile. And soon in Petersburg, there will be another piece, the MAP test. MAP stands for Measures of Academic Progress. The Petersburg District plans to use the test on all kindergarten through 10th graders 3 times this year. That way, they'll get a good picture of where individual students are at. Petersburg's testing coordinator, Bridget Whitstock, says they want to use MAP because nearly all school districts in the state do.
It's a better way to measure progress and to show growth over time, as well as help us understand where kids are at, whether or not they're at grade level, below grade level, or above grade level.
So why the two tests, MAP and PEAKS? If nearly all the districts use MAP, why doesn't the state use it for the mandatory statewide assessment test? Whitstock says there are two different types of tests. MAP is formative, PEAKS is summative, and the district needs them both. The PEAKS test is the same across the board for each grade, but the MAP test challenges individual students as they go along, allowing them to answer more questions until they hit a ceiling.
And so it's pretty cool. It's not just like a grade level test, and you know, if you are at grade level, you get it done really quick. Actually, if you're not at grade level, it may take you a little longer because it's going to be more challenging.
Superintendent Klutpainter says the district has had different tests at different schools over the years, but MAP will be a consistent measurement of a student's progress throughout their whole school career.
Again, not that we're all about testing and we're so excited about testing, but I mean to be able to have kids understand where they are as well, and to be able to see their growth, and to be able to actually talk about it from a kindergarten through 10th grade. We've not had a continuous way of having that conversation.
The MAP testing is happening right now for students at the elementary school. Teachers hope to have the results shortly after the 2-week testing window is over. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.